All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back. You're watching Kicking It with Keish, and today starts off the first episode of our 2020 season 3 of Kicking It with Keish. And as you can tell, I am so hyped. I'm hyped. Like, it's my third season of Kicking It with Keish. Yo, so this year we got a whole lot of stuff in store for y'all. It's gonna be great. And again, I'm uber excited. Okay, so start off this episode, we're going to go ahead and let you guys know if you're watching visually on YouTube or Facebook or any other visual platform that my podcast shows up on. Click that subscribe link right now. Turn on your notifications and kick it with me on the regular. That's that. And if you're watching via audio, subscribe there as well. So we have people that listen via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, and Google Podcast. So, if you listen to any of those platforms, click subscribe there as well. And again, we're going to keep kicking it on the regular. Thank you so much to everybody that listens to my YouTube and my podcast and watches all of my videos, even my motivational speeches, my mini sermons, the Let's Talk with Keish, my comedy videos, all of my Swanisha fans, or if you're just a Kicking It with Keish fan, period. Thank you. So much gratitude from my heart. I really appreciate all of you guys. So, let's hop into this New Year episode. First New Year episode quote is, it's a serious quote, so let's be serious for like 2 seconds. I know I play too much, but we're going to be serious for 2 seconds. So, first quote of the New Year is, what the new year brings to you will depend a great deal on what you bring to the new year. So, if you bring... Wait. So, Vern McLennan is the author of that quote. Now, to expand on that quote, if you bring negativity, procrastination, laziness, nonsense, toxic people, stuff, actions, emotions, vibes, if you bring that to the new year, it's going to stay in the next year. So, don't, if you, what day is it? Day 7? It's day 7 or 8 of the new year now. So if you brought it with you, or you didn't notice you did, or you're figuring out that you have, or you didn't get to get rid of it, let's get rid of it now. All of the negative stuff, the stuff that's going to bring you down, hold you back for year 2020, we're getting rid of all of it, okay? Even though it's day 7, whatever, it's still a fresh new year, so it's never too late. Get rid of all the nonsense and don't bring it into the new year. Period. Now, the second quote of this New Year episode with Kicking It with Keish is a funny quote because, you know, I had to. The quote is, my New Year's resolution is to stop procrastinating. So I'll get started with that one next week. Funny, right? Procrastination started next week. Okay, whatever. I thought it was cute. Hope you guys thought it was cute as well. So the author of that one is unknown. Yeah, unknown. Whatever. Still funny. So we're going to hop right into our product of the episode. So if you're watching visually, you can see that my makeup is popping, okay? So if you see this highlight is by the Crayon Case. Raynell Super Scent Stewart is the CEO, and I'm going to always promote the Crayon Case because I absolutely love their products. And this highlight on my cheek, in the middle of my nose, and on my brow, y'all see that? Y'all see that highlight? That's from Crayon Case, and that is the Anglola highlight because I love it. And if you are looking at my eyes, so my lashes are popping as well, and I get my lashes from my sister. Well, one of my play sisters. She is in Fort Worth, Texas, but she does do shipping everywhere. So if you need a pair of lashes or want a pair of lashes, because you should, if you buy lashes and you want your lashes to pop like mine, let me just scoot up to the camera. You see that? You see that lash itch right there? You see that popping right there? Go ahead. Matter of fact, her name is Kiana McAfee, and it's at the bottom right here if you're watching me visually. IG, hit her up on Instagram, IG The Prissy Way. And it's THAAPRISSYWAY, The Prissy Way, at IG. So, yeah. So if you're listening, if you're listening on audio, that's the IG. If you're listening or watching visually, it's at the bottom of the screen. So, yeah. And I'm going to always promote amazingness. So go get your Anglola highlight from thecrayoncase.com and go get your popping eyelashes from the Prissy Way on Instagram and tell them both that Keish sent you. It's going to be great. And Crayon Case doesn't just sell highlights. She sells everything you can need for a beginner, a professional makeup artist. I'm a beginner. I'm not that good. I've gotten better, but you know, whatever. But everything I have is from the Crayon Case. And yeah. And the lashes, I only buy from Kiana McAfee at the Prissy Way. So yeah, I live in New York. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, but I live in New York, and she mails them to me. Because I'm going to order them, and when I need new lashes or when she has a sale or when she gets a new style, she's going to look out for you. So hit up the Crayon Case and the Prissy Way. Get your lashes and your makeup. Do it. Now, we're going to hop into this New Year episode. So we're going to focus. So in 2020, my main goal is to focus on my happiness and the bag. Okay, and when I say the bag, for those of y'all that don't know what the bag is my money, my sources of income, but it doesn't have to be monetary. Like, the bag doesn't have to be financial. The bag is what's the word I'm looking for? The bag is something that we say these days to describe the good things that you want to secure, like have on your person. I want to have great financial blessings and income in my bag. I want happiness in my bag. I want an amazing love life and expansion in my career in my bag. I want new doors and opportunities and great doors and opportunities in my bag. I want all that in my bag. So 2020 is dedicated to my bag, Keisha's bag. So what's in your bag? What you got in your bag? Great to mend relationships in your bag, or to have better relationships in your bag, to focus on all of the things that are in my bag, to have them in your bag too. Not focus on my bag, but like have the same qualities of bag. Like, I want, you know what? Whatever. Keisha is going to focus on her bag 2020, and that's that. Now, the definition of a resolution is a formed decision to do or not to do something. And I'm not sure how many of y'all really stick to resolutions. I have a hard time sticking to resolutions. One of my gym resolutions for 2020 was to be more consistent. And as y'all know, I passively live in the gym now, but I lately been procrastinating. I try to go to the gym at least 3 to 4 times a week, but lately it's been like once or twice, and I really need to get back on it because a summer body is made in the winter before, not the winter after the summer. I mean, any winter. You know what? Summer bodies are made in the winter no matter what winter it happens in. So I need to get it together. It's January now. And if I want that summer body to be popping, I need to start working in the winter with this winter body. Period. Boom. And another resolution to stop saying period so much. Not to say I'm not going to bring it in to 2020, but I've already brought it in. I've said it like 3 times on the podcast. But it's just, period is just a word that, like, period, it ends it. That's, I said what I said, period. You know what? I might keep the word, period. Who's going to stop me? Period. You know what? I'm going to stop playing. Back to the resolutions. So my gym resolution is probably the one resolution that I sort of kind of stick to every year. I found a list of my 2018 resolutions the other day, and I was like, I really procrastinated on a lot of this because I still hadn't achieved half of the stuff on my 2018 resolution list. So I stopped making resolution lists and just started focusing on getting things done and my progress in life. One of my issues with resolutions and goals is the fact that every year to become more financially stable is on my list. And I recently figured out why I have such a hard time with obtaining and maintaining my financial goals for the year every year. And it's because generational wealth wasn't taught to me growing up. Like, all of that stuff they teach you in school and this, that, and the fifth, they should have probably started teaching us something about finances, income, taxes, and our parents didn't teach us about generational wealth. So Probably because they didn't know nothing about it. Like, I don't think my parents inherited anything. One of the things that I did inherit that my grandmother had set up, which is one of the blessings that she gave to all of her grandchildren, or she was able to provide for all of her grandchildren, was because of a man she worked for in Fort Worth while she used to clean houses and be a nanny, technically. And so she worked so great and so hard for this man's family that he put it in writing that he would give each one of her grandkids $2,000 a semester for college or trade school or anything that would further our careers, as in school or educational wise, if we needed the educational skill or training for it. He paying for $2,000 a month. That's how much he gave each grandchild. And generationally, even though I'm adopted into the family, I was able to obtain that $2,000 a month for college, and it was a blessing. So that's one of the examples of generational wealth or generational gifts that are able to be passed down. But I don't think my parents were able to obtain anything to pass down to us yet. Now, granted, they're still learning, but in the urban community, or for better terms, in the Black community or the poor communities, generational wealth really isn't taught, or they don't have any generational wealth to teach or to know anything about. So, in 2020, Keisha will start with learning more about generational wealth. I have no clue about the importance of credit, or I had no clue. Let me rephrase that. I had no clue about the importance of credit and money management before the July mark of 2019. That's when I started. And granted, I'm 28 years old, but I've never been really good with money up until recently, because I wasn't taught it growing up. I didn't have to deal with it. And that's why a lot of us stay in this financial hole that we're in, with not knowing how to manage our money well, not being able to invest, not having a savings account, this and that, blah, 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 whatever. July of last year, of 2019, I started learning more about my credit, about money management, about how to be more disciplined. And for sure, one of my goals for 2020 is, I tell myself all the time from now on, Keisha, you got food at home. Like, stop buying food. Keisha, you have food at home. You have food at home. It'll save you money. Cook what you got in the refrigerator. Keisha, I budget now for groceries because I like, y'all know I like to cook. And so when I budget for groceries, I have money for groceries. And Keisha, you need to cook the groceries that you have at home. You're being wasteful if you go out and buy more food. So I don't know who else needed to hear that, but you got food at home. Go cook. Stop being lazy and stop spending money. Stop going to Wendy's for that 4 for $4. Now they got a 5 for $5. So don't go to stay off of fast food. Even if it's not fast food, got a Chick-fil-A. It's not fast food. It's fast service. Shout out to the plug. Shameless Chick-fil-A plug, because I love the Lord's chicken. And if I'm going to eat chicken, because y'all know I'm a pescatarian now, if I'm going to eat chicken, it's going to be the Lord's chicken. But stop going. Like, you can go pray. You can buy chicken. If you want to eat chicken, buy chicken and pray over at home with the groceries and just bless it. It'll be the Lord's chicken too. Your chicken can be blessed just like Chick-fil-A's. Go. You got food at home. Now that I'm done with that, I guess all that aggression was at myself, really. But anywho, so you sacrifice now, you'll live more wealthier later. And that goes along, we're still under the whole generational wealth, financial betterness umbrella of the episode. So, break the cycle of not knowing how to obtain and maintain generational wealth. If you don't already have it, make generational wealth start with you, okay? So, you don't just automatically save up $1,000, $5,000, $6,000, or whatever lump sum of money. It starts with small sacrifices like eating at home, a savings account, putting so much of your check or a certain percentage of your check into your savings account. Make sure you got a 401k set up, all of the things like that. And one of the things I tell myself, I don't want to be broken Black. Like, there's a lot of broke people out there, but you end up adding more to the negative stigma of the Black community when you're broken Black. Like, don't be broken Black. Put a little percentage of your savings, put a little bit of percentage of your monthly income into your savings. I don't care if it starts off as $20, $25, $50, if you put a certain percentage, like I pay my tithes and I put 10%, the first thing I do with my check when it's deposited into my account, I pay 10% of my tithes and I put that aside. I already paid my tithes. Then the next percentage is 10% of the money into my savings. So I'm building my savings because I automatically put that in there. And I don't touch it. You got to be disciplined. If you're going to have a savings account, have a savings account that you do not touch unless it's an emergency. And I don't mean emergency as in you need a last minute clothing option and you go buy it out of your savings account. No. Emergency as in like I might need an emergency bill pay, but pay budget for that bill beforehand. Or like I got an emergency, like I need to pay a rent bill or unexpected hospital bill, unexpected car necessity, like your tire, you gotta buy a new tire or something like that, things like that. But then even so, when you budget smart. I'm reading a book right now called Rich Bitch, and please forgive my vulgar language, but the book is called Rich Bitch and it is by I can't find her. I'm gonna look it up. And I'll put it, when I edit this episode, I will put it right, her the author's name right there. But her name is Rich Bitch. And, I mean, the book is called Rich Bitch. And it really, I'm having an issue with the word B word because I don't cuss on my podcast or, you know, like stuff I put out there. But that's the name of the book and that's the last time I'm going to say it. It's an amazing book about how to make better financial decisions. It teaches you about, well, it's teaching me and it teaches others that read it about financial decisions. It teaches you about homeowning, how to budget. It teaches you about a whole lot of financial stuff and how to be a rich B word. And yeah, go get it. Like it's on iTunes, it's on iBooks. And you can, I'm pretty sure you can buy a hardback or a copy or whatever, but I'm pretty sure you can get it on your Kindle or wherever you read books, however you read books, but go get the book. It's great. It teaches you a lot. And I've learned how to manage my finances and live a little financially better with the book. It's helped a lot. Not even a little. It's helped a lot. So, again, you don't want to be broke and black if you are an African American. If you are not an African American, you don't want to be broke, period. Okay? Nobody wants to be broke. So we're going to stop living broke. Stop living check to check. We're going to invest a little now to have more later. Okay? And then the book also tells you about stocks and things you can invest in and how to obtain more sources of income. Things like that. So yeah, go get the book and then start living better. Because me, I don't want to be broken black. And I'm not broken black. And I won't be broken black. I won't ever be broken black again. Because I'm going to be a rich girl, lady, woman. I'm going to be rich and amazing. Period. Now, on to goals for 2020. My resolutions and goals really tie themselves together. Understand, live, and learn wealthier financing in 2020. The goal actually started back in July 2019. So, yeah, I started early. I got a head start on 2020 6 months ago. You want to live with... I want to end this year. I'm sorry, I was reading something. I want to end 2020 with at least $10,000 in my savings. So I really got to like kick it to make that happen. And I'm going to. Like that's a goal of mine. I'm going to end 2020 with $10,000 in my savings. And it's happening. Then again, that takes you giving, making sacrifices little by little to make sure you're good in the future. Because $10,000 in your savings, that's a pretty good savings. And a lot of us aren't used to having savings accounts if you never knew, or if your parents didn't give you one, or if you don't have one or never knew how to start one or be more disciplined with one. Like if you put money in your savings and then spend it after you run out of the money in your bank account from your check, that's not a savings because you just spent. You didn't save. You spent. So, yeah. Get a savings account you can't touch. Let's go to another bank and get a savings account you can't touch and set it up to where a little bit of your check or a certain dollar amount of your check goes into your savings account every time you get a check deposited. Or you deposit it into your savings. But however you do it, do it. Start a savings account. Let's see if I'm gonna make that happen. Not make the savings account happen. That $10,000. I'm gonna get it close. I am going to have $10,000 in my bank, in my savings account by the end of 2020. And I'm gonna make it happen. I want to work towards buying a house. That's another one of my goals. But if I still, I want to work towards buying property because I have a lot of plans with property that I want to do. Can't tell y'all now, but I got a lot of plans with property that I want to do. And if I want to buy a house, I'm going to buy a house in the southern state, in any southern state. Matter of fact, there's only two southern states I'd buy a house, and that's Texas or Atlanta. I want property in both. So I'm going to look into doing that. I'm not sure if I want a home myself because I did learn along with reading this book that it comes with buying a house isn't just I'm going to buy a house and I'm a, yeah, no. Buying a house comes with a lot of fees that they don't really tell you come with buying a house, like homeowners association fees, property taxes, maintenance on the house and blah, blah, blah. So for me to live in, I'm going to buy a condo. Or a high-rise apartment of some nature in the South. So I live in New York now, and I'm not buying one in New York. I'm just absolutely not doing it. The price of cost of living in New York is way too high. So what I'm actually going to do is buy a high-rise or a condo in Atlanta or Texas. I'm probably going to be based in Atlanta next year, not like 2021 or by the end of this year. So that's why I'm going to look towards it, into doing that. But in order to do that, you got to have your savings together. And that's one of my goals. I'm saving up to buy a condo on my own. Because I'm not married. I'm single. So what I'm going to wait around to buy a house for with a husband I don't have. I'm 28 years old. I'm going to make this move. I'm going to make this boss move on my own. Boom. Until it comes. Then we can look at buying a house together and building a family and doing all the things that people do in relationships. But until then, I'm going to hold me down and do what's best for me. Because that is a goal as well. Hold yourself down. Do what's best for you in 2020. To expand on that, in the past, I have done a lot of sacrificing. And a lot of us do sacrificing for others. Like we put ourselves on the line. We make a lot of sacrifices for others. We give of ourselves and of our things and to others. And recently, I got played by family. And I never thought a family member of mine would play me like that, but they did. So I learned a lesson of I have to be a little selfish now because people aren't going to respect you when the heat turns up. Like, they'll respect you when everything's cool, calm, and collected, but when life starts applying pressure and the heat's turned up in the situation, people will disrespect you. And I'm not tolerating disrespect anymore. And I'm not letting people run over me anymore. So that's that. In 2020, I'm going to hold myself down and get everything together that I want to get together. I'm going to be a little bit selfish. I'm not a selfish person. I'm still going to give to the charities and stuff that I give to and help those that are in need. But I have to start taking care of myself first because I have done that in the past. I put a lot of people before me, and then I end up with the short end of the stick, and I am no longer getting short ends of the stick anymore because that's a 2020 goal of mine. Make sure I'm taken care of. Now, a whole lot of other stuff that I'm choosing to move in silence about, like that property thing I was telling y'all about. Yeah, that's happening in 2022. A lot of your goals, you don't have to announce them. Just write them down and execute. Like I do. Let me show you. If you're watching visually, I write down a lot of my stuff. I am a writer. I write down a lot of my stuff to put it in pen and somewhere I don't know the correct verse for those of y'all that are Bible based or have a religious background with the Bible. Somewhere in the Bible it says that if you write it down and make it plain. I don't know the verse, so look it up yourself. But the Bible says write it down, make it plain. If you are not a religious person, I'm telling you anything that you write is a form of manifestation. So start writing your goals down. Write the things you want to happen down. It's good to write. Writing is good therapy. I write my thoughts down to get it off my chest. I'm a writer, and I write, as y'all see, either I'm going to type it or I prefer writing it with a pen because I have great handwriting. I prefer writing stuff down in a pen and paper. So write stuff down, make it plain. Write it down, make it plain. Even Erykah Badu said, once you put a pen to a paper and write it down, stuff starts popping. She didn't say it in that form, but she said it with a cuss word that I'm not going to say. Because I don't want to be a potty mouth hooligan. And whatever. Write stuff down. Do it. It helps. Now, that really brings me to the end of this Kicking It With Keish episode. About this episode is the New Year 2020 edition. And as this episode ends, I'm going to throw in a commercial. Please listen to it. Don't just stop the episode because the podcast is over. Listen to it.